Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We go any further. Backs for Barkley. It continues here. Eric Dickerson, the all-time leading rusher, was on the morning show today. And yesterday, Tiki Barber, who we know has had some things to say about Saquon in the past.
Some mean and hurtful things.
He did. Not yesterday, though. He joined the afternoon show. Here is what he said about Saquon and his chances to win the MVP.
Saquon Barkley is the MVP of the NFL. And I think it's close, obviously, because you're starting to see the Josh Allen beat the Chiefs and become this enormous, favorite. Now, I don't think that running backs are ever going to get back to that platform in the Eric Dickerson world or, the generation before. But when you have one that's as great as Saquon has been this year, you can't ignore him. The last time I remember this happening was the Todd Gurley one when he was with the Rams. I think they maybe had just moved to Los Angeles. And he clearly was the best player in the NFL. But because it's a quote-unquote quarterback award, they gave him the Offensive Player of the Year award, and then the MVP went to Tom Brady. And I just remember thinking about how unfair that was. Saquon's going to rush for 20-something hundred yards, maybe 2,200 yards this year.
All right, so even though he's an Eagle, officially Tiki Barber is a back for Barkley this year in the MVP race. We have you.
Not even a question. No doubt about it.
All right, so that's an interesting comp, right? I kind of forgot about that. That was the year Wentz got hurt he's talking about. That's 2017. Gurley ended up finishing second in the MVP. Tom Brady won the MVP, 2017. So I just pulled up that Gurley year that he was talking about that he said that he thought Gurley was the best player, mm-hmm. but Tom Brady won the MVP. Todd Gurley that year only rushed for 1,300 yards. Now, he did have 788 receiving yards, but he only rushed for 1,300. I mean, Saquon could rush for 2,000. So, like, in his mind, Gurley should have won that MVP. By that premise, then Saquon has a better case.
Yeah, he's the leading front runner for MVP. I think that most people, when they think about this, they think about it as a quarterback stat because there's been so much emphasis put on it. And I think B. West talked about that yesterday, is how the thought process in the NFL is, and it's rightfully so, that if you don't have that guy pulling the trigger, then your team is probably not going to be that good. And there's been a lot of cases where that is true. And then when you look at what Josh Allen is doing, you could reinforce that case. But, man, when you look at what Saquon Barkley's doing, I go back to this, and I've said this all week. The running back position was on life support a couple years ago. It was on life support, Joe. And I think it's a combination of what the backs in NFL are doing and that young back at Boise State. I think, and I know he's not talked about in the same way because it's not the NFL. But, man, when you see this young man, Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State, when you look at him, he's a throwback. He looks like a throwback. People have compared him to Barry Sanders when he was in college and things of that nature. I just think that the way that the game is going, that there is going to be a resurgence of backs. And it started 2 years ago with Bijan Robinson.
Well, and Gibbs in the first round.
Yeah. That too, not taking anything away from all. These are just the names that come to my mind immediately. I'm not trying to slight anybody. These are just the names that I think about like right off the top of my head.
Well, what's interesting, it was Tiki giving the praise to Saquon, because we know when Saquon signed here, did Tiki say he's dead to him? I think that's the phrasing he used.
He did use that phrase.
So I guess he's alive again. He's resurrected here. Saquon is back. Let's hear Saquon Barkley. He was told yesterday afternoon that, hey, Tiki said you're the guy. Tiki's supporting backs for Barkley. Here's Saquon responding to Tiki's praise.
Tiki Barber was on WIP today and said he thinks you deserve to win MVP. So I was just curious. I know you guys obviously had that thing when you signed here, but what does it mean to you to have like his support for that?
I got nothing. I respect Tiki as a running back and what he was able to accomplish. I respect him as a man too. When I went to New York, that was a guy that I was chasing. I was trying to solidify my legacy there just like how he did. So for him to have my support means a lot. Growing up as a kid, was a fan of him. All right, boy. Growing up as a kid, was a fan of him. So, and knowing the history of the position, and he's a great running back, and I believe a Hall of Fame caliber running back. So for him to have my back on that definitely means a lot.
Hugh, what'd you make of Saquon reacting there? So, Elliott, obviously Saquon didn't know what was going on while he's practicing yesterday. That's when Tiki was on the station. But Elliott brought it to his attention that Tiki did a little 180 here and is now supporting him in terms of the MVP and came on our station. What did you take away from Saquon's reaction there?
That he was really struggling to find something nice to say about Tiki Barber. And I don't think how anybody else could hear it any kind of way, because he did some long pregnant pauses. Like, can I just ad lib what I think he was saying? Oh, this mofo said something nice about me? Oh, it did. He was thinking that, but he didn't say it. He found some nice words to say. And it's very telling to me that the first thing that you said, and I'm nitpicking what he's saying. I mean, don't nobody get in their feelings about what I'm about to say, but it's just, to me, it's telling when you say you respect him as a football player first,
and then eventually
and then respect him as a man.
Yeah, he thought that
because
too.
You thought about that comment that you made, and then you kind of threw it in as an afterthought. Like, for example, if somebody asks me and they have, what do you think about T.O., great football player, have a tremendous amount of respect up for him. That is the standard line. I mean that wholeheartedly. There's no animosity that I have towards him, even though he misremembers the story about me and his interaction. There's no animosity towards me or him that I have. Saquon still feels some kind of way about the way Tiki handled it. And I know, shout out to Spike and the Afternoon Show, because they did a great job of trying to explain the precarious situation that Tiki was in when he first started doing radio. But I feel like this.
Well, you know that life, though.
It's yeah, like I do.
An Eagle, then criticizing Eagles, being on the radio. Like, that's a weird balance.
But there's a certain way you do it. And a perfect example, I remember when I first started doing this, I had a criticism of Darwin Walker. You remember D-Walk, D-Tackle?
Of course, yeah.
And I remember coming to the locker room, and Darwin snatched me up, and he's like, hey, man. And yet at this point, I was retired, and Darwin still, you know, Darwin a big dude. And he's like, hey, man, I appreciate what you said about my life. Hold up, dog. And we talked about it. And there we still had that relationship, but he understood when I explained it to him what I was saying. I mean, I didn't say what I said, because I said. I mean, he heard it. But there was an explanation for why I did what I said. And the one thing that I never do, I try not to make it personal. Mm. I know Tiki said it tongue-in-cheek. That was pointed out. But you, even when you said tongue-in-cheek, you shouldn't. I don't think you should have said
it. Yeah, you're dead to me was strong. But
yeah,
now,
that was super strong.
Sure. So now he's saying he should be the MVP. All right, how about Saquon reacting to backs for Barkley? I think this is the first time he's truly become aware of it, which is this is a movement taking over the NFL nation right now. Backs for Barkley on WIP. Here's Saquon's reaction to what we're doing.
So WIP has a whole bunch of running backs that have supported you. It's backs for Barkley. I'm curious, what does it mean you to have so many
backs for Barkley?
Backs for Barkley. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
You like it? It's
yeah,
catchy,
I like
right?
that. Yeah.
What does it mean to you to have all the running backs, or at least a lot of them, kind of come together and maybe, you know, support you, since it would mean a lot for the position if you were to get it?
It's not so much to support me to they think that I should win MVP. More of just like, I mean, like I said, I'm a big believer of studying the greats, and you know, the quote, study the greats and become greater. And not in an arrogant way, like, you got to know the past, you got to know the history, so you can try to be special. So, like, once I really locked into this football thing, like, that was one of the things I did, to try to do as much research as I can and learn as much as I can about the position. So to have all these great backs come out and support me, it's not just because of the MVP thing, like, I'm still a kid at heart. Like, to have that, I mean, means a lot to me. That's why when, you know, younger backs reach out to me, I know, you know, the things I was able to accomplish at Penn State and the little stuff I've been able to accomplish so far in my career, I know I've had an impact on younger backs. So, like, hearing that, or just hearing backs for Barkley and knowing that, like, it's no question that it means a lot to me.
And that was pretty cool. I mean, he's carrying the torch now, and all these other running backs are chiming in. So it's pretty cool. Backs for Barkley will continue on WIP. Eric Dickerson was on this morning saying, yes, Saquon should be the MVP.